to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source. We're live on the 30th of January 2006. It's a Monday and it's 9 p.m. And we are sponsored by Leto's, the only cereal that gives you a free Gibson in every pack. You're joined here by Planet Lave, Bilal, hello, and Sapphire, and also Crypto. How'd you like to be called?
Crypt.
Just Crypt.
Anything. Yeah. Crypt's fine. Cool. Hey guys, how's it going?
Not bad.
Good, thanks, cool. Man.
Cool.
Yeah, just welcome on a Monday morning. Well, Monday hey. Afternoon.
It's morning to me, man.
Yeah, it feels like a morning.
Yeah, I've been working all day, so
yeah,
sucks.
Don't people just hate mornings?
Monday's the worst day ever.
Yeah. Well, Monday mornings especially, you know, you've got a morning, that's even bad, and then you have a Monday morning, you know, you've got two things that are put together that shouldn't be put together ever in the history of time.
Yeah, get over it, it happens once a week.
It's bad enough, man. I think we should delay that for once a year. Actually, I've got in the right mind to propose a three-day weekend.
Yay.
Don't you think that'll be a good idea?
Yeah.
But then you'd probably have the same feeling on that Tuesday morning. Oh, fucking Tuesday morning again. So, who's been watching the It's Crowd?
Me.
Yeah, that's great.
I had a quick peep at it, thought it was rather good.
Yeah, it's quite good. Did anyone notice that computer in the background?
I did.
Which one?
Not the Sinclair, the one in the back with the kind of weird monitor.
I think it was Commodore PET.
That's right.
I saw it and I got all excited and went, ooh. I think it's either a PET or a VIC-20.
Mm.
That's even before my time.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Smokes.
They do have a damn good intro, don't they?
You've
got to love that little pixelated intro and where they bash the shit out of that computer. And then the manager comes in and like whips the fuck out of them and they all fall down.
Oh, the best one was the RTFM noob t-shirt, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So much better than the Hyperdrive thing they done on BBC Two.
Yeah. Hyperdrive isn't all
like
that good.
Hyperdrive.
Well,
it's not better than Red Dwarf.
You can't match it with Red Dwarf. You
but
cannot
it's
touch Red
it's
Dwarf.
It's nowhere near. I was struggling to even think that it was supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah.
It was so bad. The acting, they would have been better putting a couple of bricks in a spaceship.
See, Crypt's the ultimate critic of a lot of things.
Doesn't hold back.
I try.
But seriously, it is pretty bad. And I mean, I like the way they've done it, but I don't know what they were trying to do. I think they were trying to touch upon Enterprise-esque Red Dwarf kind of thing, but it doesn't work.
I think it was just too much trying to copy Red Dwarf,
yeah,
and it's ended up just being really, really bad. And you take a look at something like the It Crowd in contrast, where they've just tried something which is a new concept,
yeah,
particularly, and they've actually done something which is very, very funny and really good. So, you know, maybe the new thing is to try some originality in comedy programs, because everything that's out there that's already been done is no longer people aren't going to laugh at it anymore.
And the It Crowd is pretty original. It's never really been done before, apart from Salmon Days. Salmon Days was like that, but only just didn't really take off that way.
No, I've never actually watched that.
Yeah, it's like a weird kind of, like, IT kind of guy, and it's quite funny because they have a lot of Microsoft jokes with this huge paperclip that, like, goes, "You're watching porn, you are trying to download porn," and just, like, starts poking this guy to death with its, like, little, like, paperclip hands and two googly eyes and stuff, and then, they, like, download the virus and it spreads across the whole network and, like, these computers start shagging each other. It's like, "Oh, I'm crashing, oh," and stuff like that. It's fucking
hilarious. What's that called? I'll have to get it.
It's, Google Salmon Days. I don't know the URL, but it's like, "Oh, Salmon Days, it's been another Salmon Day, like, everything's fucking up." And, like, he's trying to call Microsoft, and there's, like, this big, like, Microsoft logo, and it says Microsoft. And there's this, like, guy, there's a guy on the phone, and there's, like, a little globe, like, a blow-up globe, and, like, a paper just, like, flying across. Like, you know that kind of, like, deleting or downloading animation they had in, like, 98 and 95? And it's, like, downloading into his brain, and it's just like, "Please wait, you are on hold. Microsoft, a Microsoft representative will be with you shortly." It's hilarious.
Yeah. Just searching for it on email now.
What the hell? Firefox is saying it's a lot better than Red Dwarf. Man.
Oh.
Listen, don't...
He thinks that Sapphire said that.
Oh, no, she didn't. No.
Firefox, one of our regular listeners, is a massive Red Dwarf fan.
Yeah. It's nowhere near Red Dwarf.
Let's just make that clear.
I was going to say, don't start with your fucking, like, planet G or whatever class, because we caught you out on that one last time.
Yeah, it's like, if Red Dwarf is the god of comedy, then Hyperdrive is that tiny little half of an amoeba sitting on the bottom of the biggest cesspool in the entire universe.
Just to put it in context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard the story about the Microsoft entrapment?
No. What's this?
Microsoft tricks a hacker into jail. Basically, they got a private investigator to do a transaction to some kid who had the source code for Windows, and he sold it for $200 to some FBI agent, and then obviously he went to prison. And I was thinking, this guy is a fucking idiot. First of all, the source code is out there, available on peer-to-peer networks. Not only that, why would the fuck, if you were going to sell it, why would you sell it for $200? And not only that, why the hell would you even sell it? You can't really make much money off it, and it's already out there in the wild. And you wouldn't just sell it to, like, somebody you don't even know. You would, like, either give it to your friend, or you would, like, sell it to your friend for, like, a beer or a fiver or something like that. Do you see what I mean?
No, I sell it to that dick down the road for about 500 quid.
Yeah.
However much you could get out of him, you know.
God. I think that's rightly said, you know. Fucking, if you're going to be as stupid as that, then you might as well just go to jail.
It's like we were talking about on Friday, man. It's natural selection in action.
Exactly. Just weeding out the noobs.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. It should have just, like, sold him, like, a blank CD. And then they try and, like, entrap him, and then...
And, like, they most probably would have done him for fraud anyway.
Yeah. True. And a brand new fresh story that's just come out. Microsoft will omit antivirus protection in Vista, the next version of Windows. Redmond is promoting Vista as a landmark improvement in Windows security. Yet, Jim Alchin also told CIRN in a recent interview that there will be no antivirus software for unsuspecting businesses, not technical reasons. Microsoft will sell antivirus protection to consumers through its OneCare online backup security service. Now, I always thought that OneCare system was a bit dodgy. It looks like that what's happening now is that they're going to be segregating, they're going to be creating a new Windows security system, because it's been too long that they've been out of that market. And it seems like now this is the way that they're going to be trying cashing in. So they'll just sell you a piece of software that doesn't have any protection, and then try and sell you this OneCare solution, which is a piece of crap anyway. It doesn't actually work too well. You're much more better off getting, if you're a standalone user, just like a number of different freeware, shareware products to cover you, or just going with like a really big, you know, like Trend Micro or something like that, or Norton or something like that. That's far better than OneCare is. That's just my opinion anyway.
Can't say I've ever used the OneCare system.
No?
I've never tried it.
Yeah, they were giving like free downloads of the beta version out to people. Tried it, it's piss crap.
Yeah. It's like you have might have to get my hands on it and just have a little go of it.
Yeah. What was that other thing? The MPAA has been, you know, they've been really big about trying to cut down on piracy and everything. But they don't practice what they preach. The MPAA are being sued for piracy. Has anyone heard this story?
Yeah, it's very good, actually. I think Jack Valente, or whatever his name was, should try and sue himself, you know.
Yeah.
After all the nasty letters have been thrown out, it's like accusing them of being child molesters or anything like that if they've downloaded the single movie. I think we should just get a huge letter signed by all the different people in the world, just send it to Jack Valente and accusing of being a child molester or something. It's just stupid.
It's a fucking joke, man. They're like, well, because we're the like regulatory body for this, we're just going to be above the law now, and we're going to make copies, even though we specifically told you that we're not going to make copies and it's in safe hands, seeing as we are the like anti-piracy body in the whole world. We're just going to do it anyway, and you've got nothing to say about it because we don't give a fuck, and because we're trying to cover our own back. Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, but it's a great little distraction, because at least that way, you know, if the movie industry are fighting themselves, then we're allowed to get away with more in between. It seems that if we can get the movie industry to turn in on the MPAA, maybe by creating a few false copies and maybe littering them around the MPAA offices, you might be able to just kind of like get them to lay off a little bit.
And also, what's great about that new The It Crowd is that they released the episode before it even aired on the internet. Which, I mean, I think it's because of the nature of what they're trying to do. Is it's an IT kind of thing, and it's targeted at us, kind of the geek, the nerd kind of market. And which other way will you release it but on the internet? Because we're too busy, you know, scripting shells and stuff like that, or whatever you might be doing, to watch it, so you can watch it in your own time. And also, it's free to download. So, like, I downloaded it, I mirrored it on our website so that people can download it from us if they choose to. Because at that moment, they were getting slashdotted. So, you know, I just thought, well, maybe somebody might want to check it out from us. And that's what, you know, it's kind of cool the way they did that. I don't know if they're going to do it for the rest of the episodes, but, you know, it's a nice little gesture.
Well, I hope they do. I mean, I'm not going to be around most Friday nights, so I can't sit in and watch it, hopefully I won't have to commit a crime to watch a TV program.
Precisely. And, like, next Friday, we're going to be at the 2600 meeting, so it'd be nice to be able to just, like, you know, get back, download it or something like that while you're away and still not miss the episode. But
isn't that the one we've already seen, though, that's going to be on this Friday?
Yeah, it's actually going to be a double episode. It's going to be the one we've already seen that was released on the internet as well as that week's episode. So it's going to be a double episode on, I think it's on digital, I'm not sure.
No, it's on...
It's on terrestrial, normal channel 4, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't follow normal TV that much.
Yeah. And also, don't know if you noticed the little sticker on the door that says, MP3 is not a crime. Thought that was pretty cool.
Mm.
They had that there and a few other things that was kind of, you had to kind of pause to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of attention to detail in it.
Yeah.
It's very good for us nerds because we're spotting the stickers and the, you know, the old computers in the background going, ooh, it's not me.
Ooh, original ZX81.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Did you see that? There was actually a Sun desktop somewhere there. It was just in the midsection of the set, by where like they have this little case thing. There was just like a Sun desktop there, as well as a few other Dells and stuff. But that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't really looked that quite closely, to be honest, but you always notice a few bits about it, don't you? It's just... it is a great, great program. A lot of hope for the rest of the series.
Oh, yeah, it does look like something... Like, I love the way they ended it with the prostitutes. Yeah. And they're like, yeah! And they're just like two, like, really fucking not good looking slappers, like.
Have you ever seen Dutch prostitutes?
No.
Not that I have, of course, but.
Yeah.
No.
I can't comment.
Please don't. And also, there were a few EFF stickers around the place as well, I saw.
It's almost like hackers are becoming mainstream now. We'd have to find something else to do now.
Well, yeah. I mean, they didn't really kind of advertise them as hackers, in a way. You know, they were just bringing them off as just your standard kind of geeky IT person.
Well, that's what your standard geeky IT person does, talk fuzz all day.
Have you tried turning it off and on? No? Have you?
It's not Microsoft.
And that's what, you know, just, why isn't it working? You're running Windows, aren't you? Yes, that's your problem, madam. Have you tried logging out and logging back in again? It's the button on the side, the on button, yes.
Have you tried giving it a cup of coffee? Yes, just pour it in the vent there, it'll be fine. It loves a bit of coffee to get it going in the morning. What's that smoke? Fire? I think that's the alarm. You need to get out of the building now.
I've had a few of those kind of like, I can't turn the monitor on. Is it turned on? How do I do that? It's the button on the side, the one that's going amber. Press it and it will turn green. It's like, it's not amber, then it isn't plugged into the wall. Like, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. Okay, calls me back in 5 minutes. It wasn't plugged into the wall. I'm like, yes. Are you from the past?
No, I've never done professional support, but I've done enough of sort of like other people's problems to know how bad it can get.
Trust me, it can get pretty bad. If you don't educate your users, it just like spirals out of control. Like, you know, fucking, some people are actually really good. Some people like to sort their own problems out. I mean, there's a few people where I work that are like, you know, fucking, don't bother, I'll do it myself. And I really like that, like, especially when I'm having a busy day and I really can't be dealing with like first line support. They're like, don't worry, you know, just I'll do it, and if it blows up, you know, I won't blame you.
Yep, but the majority of those people that want to do it themselves are the ones that are way too stupid to do it themselves.
Well,
so you always end up in massive problems.
Yeah, that's true for sometimes, but, I mean, the ones that do have done a bit of first-line support before, and so it's, like, as simple as unplugging stuff and, like, really, like, you know those, like, you know, you go into, like, a tech job when you're, like, 14 or 15 and you're really into computing and stuff like that, and they just make you, like, carry big, heavy monitors around the place and plug them in. It's like, what have you done all day? Like, you're in the, like, in, you know, IT industry. Bollocks, are you? You're just, you know, it's just labour work. It's not really thinking about stuff. Like, and that's what I don't like about the industry as it is for the, for, like, the grassroots, is you're literally going in, like grassroots, but you're doing absolutely nothing that's to do with IT at all. Maybe you're moving around IT equipment, but that's it. It's just, like, it's not really, you know, stretching the mind at all for these kids.
No. You get a lot of places like that. But then again, you do get a lot of cool places where you can actually do something that's interesting. And,
yeah,
you know, if you're in a job like that, I mean, you should really sort of, like, leave and try and get something better.
Yeah, definitely.
That's not always as easy, though, is it? Yeah.
I've got to say that to people, is that if you can't progress in your job and you really want to try other things, and you've tried the, you know, the usual routes, like talking to your line manager or something like that, and that's not working, you really should decide on getting another job, because, you know, all you need is a little bit of experience, a little bit of interview know-how, you know, to get your point of view across and stuff, and a bit, you know, of colouring things brighter than they actually are. You know, sometimes that's even needed, and, you know, you can land yourself a quite a nice little job.
It is difficult, though, if you're stuck in a job and you're always thinking, like, well, if I leave this one, I'm not going to get another job, you know. I mean, it's a danger. It's the way the bosses hold it over you time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you've got to have a fallback. Like, you can't quit your job and then start looking for work. You've got to do it before you quit, so that you know you've already got the interview, you've already got the, like, acceptance letter, and then quit the job, because you've got about a week's worth of kind of mediation time anyway before you're going to actually leave. So I wouldn't advise anybody to just, like, go, right, fuck it, I'm quitting now, because you don't want to be stuck there without any source of income. So
I don't know, but if you're in a really bad situation at work, then it can be worse.
Yeah.
Kind of like, if you just leave a job and not have a source of income.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll always survive, you'll always breathe in and out. It might not be so easy for you, but then again, if it's that bad at work, then you really should get out.
Sure.
You know, there's always other jobs out there. You know, don't believe this thing that it's difficult to get a job, but if you're really looking for one, you can always find a job.
Yeah.
You know, and it's got to be better than what you're in at the moment sometimes.
So, any news today or over the weekend that you guys have found?
Well, there was something on Slashdot this morning about obesity being contagious.
Really?
It's like if a fat person walks into the room with you, you're suddenly going to become fat. And it's like, no, I live with a pretty overweight person. I'm still pretty thin, so...
You're very thin. Like, you know, me at 2600 meetings, you don't get fat because I'm just sitting next to you drinking a beer.
Oh, I drink you most of the time, man.
Oh.
Don't believe that. I think I feel a challenge coming on for Friday night.
Yeah, I think so. Every night, I'm like, I'm not going to get pissed, and then I get pissed. And at the end of the night, I'm just like, chatting complete shit, don't even know. And I was, don't even know if I should say his name, but a good friend of mine there, I'm always repeating the same thing to him every time I see him. And he's like, you told me that last time. You're just too pissed to remember.
Just hopefully we'll avoid seeing any grannies this time.
Yeah.
Shouldn't really say that, though, because... I think a certain person will be annoyed at my comments. He probably won't listen to this anyway, so...
Okay. Yes.
But if he does, James, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was really weird last time.
What happened? I arrived, like, just as we were leaving. What happened?
Yeah, well, I don't know. He brought his granny along. and she was really cool and stuff, and she wanted to know about hacking. And what was she? She was like 90 years old or something.
Yeah, she looked pretty old. There was another part to the story, but I'm not going to repeat it on this show.
Please don't. It's very
just for it's for very, decency very reasons.
Very disturbing. I mean, our decency level is like low. Like it's so low, you have to have a some sort of gigantic telescope to see it. But even that would shatter our clean image.
Yeah. I think we'll move on to a different subject.
Right? Please do.
Moving on swiftly.
So, Planet, any news that you've picked up? Any kind of rumours or anything like that?
Something I saw today was that they've set a court date for Google versus the US government.
Right.
Bam, bam, bam. And that's going to be the 27th of February.
Wow.
The Department of Justice is taking Google to court to try and get the data which Google told them to go and shove up their arse. That's not exactly what the news story says. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but okay. That's the bones of it.
That's
so
going to be
it's
interesting.
Not over yet. You know, we should still see what's going on there next month.
That's going to be an interesting few episodes in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is a really interesting case because it doesn't look as if the government are actually saying, right, okay, we need this data to help prosecute this person for this offence. You know, I mean, this is the first case that I know of where the government has come to a company and said, oh, can we have all your data, please, just in case someone might be breaking the law.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a really nasty turn. I think it's a lot bigger case than it's been made out to be, you know, because of the whole, it's a whole difference of, kind of like rather than going prosecuting a crime, they're going and trying to find crimes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really bad because it's just like that kind of DNA story with the kids that were arrested. They were arrested, wrongly arrested, found innocent, and then their records kept. Just in case. You know, we'll hang on to these 24,000 DNA shits, and I don't know if they were actually shits. They could have been, you know, blood samples or whatever. I'm just kidding. And just in case, you know, one day you commit a crime, we can find you. So, it does seem like one of those cases. Again, how many times do we have to say of guilty before innocent, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just... It's getting to a level now where we have to have our DNA taken at birth just in case we ever commit a crime, you know. It's like DNA taken, fingerprints taken for the new ID card, and sort of like biometrics taken. You're tracked everywhere on a camera, everywhere you go, every piece of shopping you buy has an RFID tag in it that's going to sort of like track where you take your shopping, which shops you go into, and oh God, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it's a bit... I don't know, and also like I don't know if you've read the stories and like how RFID is coming directly into the mainstream. There was a few years ago talk about it, you know, being in clothes and stuff, micro RFID tags, and when you purchase, you know, a piece of clothing, that piece of clothing then is embedded with an RFID chip. It goes through the counter and stuff, and now they're actually thinking of having like RFID loyalty cards, whereby you go into a shop and it's like, hey, Mr. blah blah blah, you've been here before and you've purchased X and Y and Z, why not, are you interested in W and, you know, an F, you know, we've got good deals on cock and stuff. So it's really annoying, you know, I fucking assholes.
No, it's just like that, was it in Blade Runner when they had the billboards that spoke out to certain people as they walked past? And, you know, at that point people thought, oh my God, how horrible, they'll know exactly where you are and they can see what you want to buy. And, you know, it was kind of like this 1984 thing that seems somehow...
Yeah.
Blade Runner at the time was actually kind of seen as worse than 1984 in some respects, but now we're actually getting closer to what that is. Mm. I mean... It's been said a lot of times, but 1984 isn't some fantasy of some totalitarian regime anymore. It's more a liberal fantasy at this point.
Yeah, we're actually living 1984, and we have been doing so for the past 17 years, I would assume.
And the difference with 1984 is they stop watching when the lights go out.
Yeah.
You know, here they'll watch all day long.
Yeah, I mean, I hate the way the companies try and spin it off like, well, you know, customers might want our products like that, you know, they might want to be told in case they miss out on a good deal. And they always do that, it's fucking bullshit. And every time they, you know, it's always with like spyware and stuff, they try and spin it off in a good way. Like, you know, you get free, you know, products that you might wish and you might be interested in because we know what you like to shop and what you search for on the internet. So we can then customize your shopping habits for you. You know, it's like spam you get through your letterbox. You know, it says you've got £375 to spend with us. What do you mean I've got 300? You mean you're giving me 200? No, you mean you want me to spend that much money because that then covers your cost of sending me this crap through my letterbox.
Now, I'd like to see who actually enjoys getting those kind of things through, because most of the people I speak to are really annoyed about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's my same point, is that they try and spin it off like people actually like that shit. People actually enjoy getting that stuff from their letterbox. And you tell me, I don't know, you know. I don't know anyone that likes that.
Yeah. Admittedly, my mum's a bit of a slave to that kind of thing, and she will defend it to the ends of the earth, but apart from that, I don't know anyone.
Yeah, my mum likes all the coupons and stuff.
Yeah.
Through the mail.
And also, what is it, like, buy one, get one free, or some shit like that, and... No, what's it? Spend £100, and you get £10 for free. How does that work? You have to spend more to get a little bit free. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, I had this before with some people I can't name, and it's really annoying me. Like, you have to spend like £30 to get like £7 for free.
Yeah, it's really insane. I mean, it's like, why don't they just take a penny off everything?
Yeah.
You know, if every £100 you get a pound free, well, why don't they just take 1p off of every item? It'll give you the same discount.
Yeah.
And the reason they don't do that is just so they can track what you're buying.
Yeah.
And they make it, they get a lot of good publicity for themselves in that respect by saying, oh, we're giving you money back, giving you money back. Actually, no, you're not. You're taking money off me. You're just taking 1p per pound less off me than what you would do if you weren't giving me this loyalty card.
Yeah. And also, just to let everyone know that I've just noticed that our VPN system's come back into life. And I will be setting that up shortly, making it go live so that everybody can be privileged to have a private virtual peer-to-peer network. Whereby basically you download a piece of software called Himachi, which has both clients, Windows and Linux, and then you can browse other people's kind of shares and stuff like that. It's really cool. You can share your programs that you've written, maybe some music that you've made, documents that you have acquired, and distribute them throughout a secure private network. It's really cool. So hopefully that will go well. I don't know how many people want to be involved in that, but let me know. You know, drop me a line, and I'll give you some infos.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Going back to the thing on the loyalty card, where I work, it's based on commission. So if someone opens an account, we get commission for it, so we've got to push it. Which I think is pretty annoying. Although I say don't open loyalty cards and that, because I think they're a load of rubbish. But also, we're getting something for it. So either way, it's a vicious circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit sort of like bad being put on commission like that to just sell the loyalty cards. And it's interesting that if you look at a lot of jobs like traffic wardens and police and sort of like ticket inspectors on trains, they're all on commission. You know, if the traffic wardens deal out more tickets, that's more money in their pocket, which is why they're such arseholes. If police catch more people, well, they're arseholes anyway, but they're even more arseholes if they're on commission. You know, it's the same. same with a lot of things, you know, they'll just push it and push it and push it.
We should be in commission. The more episodes we push out, the more money we get. Sadly, that doesn't work.
Yeah, but the commission for us is crap. We get a pound.
Oh, yeah. It's not a lot.
No, I know.
It's not worth it for a pound.
I know.
I've had people in Sainsbury's try to sell me reward cards, and I've never taken one of them.
They're always like, do you have, like, a club card or something stupid? I'm like, no. Do you want one? Let me think about it. I don't have one. Does that mean I want one? No. So don't tell me. There's people that actually argue with these people, like, namely my mum. It's like, she actually argues with this teller. Like, you know, every time they ask them, do you have, like, a Tesco card or something like that, she's like, no, I don't fucking have one, and I don't fucking want one, because they're a fucking rip-off and shit like that. Obviously, there's no sort of shout. But I'm like, well, listen, just say no and walk away, because they really don't need it, you know? They're doing a shit job. They just have to do this, because they need to make money and stuff. Just say no, I don't want it, and walk away.
You can't, though, but we were taught techniques that we have to keep going until they actually open, like, an account.
Well, if you're like, no, fuck off, if no. You say it, I'll punch you in the head.
Yeah, that's obviously extreme. But
that's what
we
I
were
do.
Taught techniques to actually take over the conversation, so you're actually in control,
like,
of the
what?
Conversation.
Like, let's say I've just bought a pack of cigarettes from you, and you're like, well, go on.
Are you
thing.
Interested in saving 10% today?
No, I'm alright, thanks.
You get £250 worth of vouchers.
I'm alright.
You sure?
Yes, I just want a pack of cigarettes.
You could spend it in Dorothy Perkins.
I just want a pack of cigarettes. To sit. I just want a pack of cigarettes. That's all I want. I don't want anything more. Just a fucking pack of cigarettes!
Okay, no, that's a bit extreme.
Well, that's what I would do.
Okay.
And why are you going in the clothes store for a pack of cigarettes?
Because
yeah.
I'm one of those crazy beardy people that walk into shops and walk around for hours because it's warm in there.
That's and they have their pants around their ankles.
Yeah.
I want cigarettes and ladies' clothes.
And I don't want £200 discount. Don't look into my eyes.
God, they got Uri Geller selling reward cards.
£20 off your next shipment of spoons.
Yeah, right. They bend anyway. You don't need Uri Geller to bend those spoons, especially the Tesco Value ones. Just pick them up and they just flop on the floor.
You gotta love Tesco Value.
Yeah.
It's like the best stuff you can get for cheap. Have we found a Georgia Vasda yet?
I've not found anywhere called Asda, no.
Damn it!
As soon as I find a place, a town, a village, a city called Asda, I will get in touch with their people and demand their champion called George stand forward.
I am George of Asda, bringer of low prices.
I speak for these people.
Yes, this is another announcement. We are looking for a place called Asda. Doesn't matter if it's a town, a village, a city, or whatever. Anywhere in the world called Asda, and if you find one, we will treat you to a T-shirt or something like that. And we need then to find a person called George that inhibits that land. So we can name him Sir George of Asda, and he will be our mascot.
I know another weird place name. In France, there's a place called Condom.
Condom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am
called. There's a place near us called 6 Mile Bottom.
What?
It's true, there's a place called 6 Mile Bottom, just 10 road from us.
That sounds like some kind of British rap artist. Hello, I'm 6 Mile Bottom.
There are some weird names in England, aren't there?
Yeah, it sounds like that obesity might be contagious again. You don't want to go there. You might end up not fitting in the car on the way out.
What is that all about, obesity and contagiousness?
There was a story on Slashdot earlier today saying, well, I didn't read much about it, I just laughed really, but...
Sounds like just one of those, another one of those excuses for being really fat.
Weren't my fault, it was my fat brother. Caught it off him, man. He's been infecting me every day.
Sneezing his fat germs into me. Looks like Firefox looked into Multimap for Asda and checked the whole world, but for it found no place called Asda, sadly.
What do you mean? There's a place just up the road from me called Asda. Has lots of food. I don't know if a person called George works there, but I'll ask next time.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's just a mission we will never succeed at, but we've got to keep trying, I guess.
Never, yeah, it's your life quest. Your life will never be complete without it.
Yes. I'm sure somebody, somewhere, knows a guy from Asda.
Yeah.
You know. Ah, oh, it'd be so good to find him. You know, we were disappointed with the Silly Bang Man. Barry Scott is not real. It's confirmed.
What?
You know Barry Scott? From Silly
yeah.
Bang? Yeah. Hi, I'm Barry Scott here. I'm here to tell
he's
you about...
He's not real.
He's... Barry Scott has a blog. We were like,
man,
shit.
All my illusions have been shattered.
I know. It's horrible. We were actually thinking of, he's got a blog. He must be a little bit net savvy. Let's get him on the show. I've got to have him going, hi, it's Barry Scott here. And then we found out it's not real. He's just a PR stunt thingy. He's just a made up personality.
So could we get the guy that done the voice?
Yeah. I mean, I've got to get in touch with them, because that would be really cool. I bet they're going to be like, either no or yes, how much do you want to spend? And, like, nothing, sort of thing.
Well, tell him we'll buy him a drink if he's lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might just be able to stretch to that.
Yeah. We've got to do that. I mean, come on, it's Barry Scott. I think it was the whole conundrum of, like, it's Barry Scott here, like, as if you're actually meant to know him. Like, he's just like, oh, Barry Scott, oh, yeah, fucking the guy, yeah. Like, no, who is he? Oh, well.
Did anyone see Family Guy last night?
What, with Bill Gates?
Yeah, that was funny.
They had Bill Gates and Family Guy, and apparently they got like, there was, who was it, Bill Gates, some other guy,
yeah,
and some other rich guy, and they got stranded in the desert, and then Bill Gates has a torch, like, you know when Batman has his, like, logo in the sky, with the bat symbol? It wasn't a bat symbol, it was a Windows logo. And he shines the Windows logo and this, like, big black, like, helicopter comes down, like, rescues them and, like, fucks off somewhere.
I bet after 10 seconds it had a blue screen on the torch.
It's a shame.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, they should have done that.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely check out that Salmon Days thing, because that's funny.
Yes, I've just done a quick search for it. Doesn't seem to be anywhere I can download it from. But I won't give up trying.
Try doing a Salmon Days, but all one word.
Oh.
That might work out. It should have a website on it. It's like a weird-looking website. The first thing you'll see is, like, cyber sex or something like that. A woman all, like, wired up to this sex machine.
I don't normally go for those sort of sites, but... believe me, don't you?
Yes, of course. I believe you.
Ah, cyber sex is better than nothing, size tech sex pioneer McNeely.
Yes, that's it.
Oh dear. Looks quite good, actually.
Yeah, it is quite funny.
There's actually an interesting thing about a guy who was doing sex texting for a company on the web, and he's basically, they're slagging it all off, saying they get less than £2 an hour for doing this, for sitting at their keyboard writing sex text to guys that pay £1.50 a text to receive them, and it's, that's an insane thing when you look at it. I mean, they're paid, what, about 9p per text message, when the text message that they're sending out is making a company £1.50.
Yeah.
And,
that's a bit of a rip-off, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to do that. Now you've just crushed my hopes.
No, I don't. It's got on a website called Libcom. I don't know if some people have heard of it, some haven't. It's basically an anarchist news network thing. And they've been slagging it off, saying all the bosses are arseholes. And there's been a load of people that actually work for that sec text line coming back and saying, oh no, they're not too bad, we're all single mums who work at this from our home. Which is fair enough, you know, if you're a single mum.
Yeah.
I guess it's quite a nice job to do, you can sit at home, and but it must be so degrading and so horrible just to sit there and try and like, con people out of their money 24/7. It's just a job I don't think anyone wants.
I don't know. If it doesn't charge a lot, then fuck it. I guess you could, like, spell things fully and, like, really, really word long words, like, you know, I'm not going down on you, I'm committing cunnilingus on you or something like that, on your vaginal passage. And then, like, it'll be, like, two texts for one thing. You could say in, like, 2B6CUM or something like that. I don't know, fucking text language.
Yeah, apparently one thing they used to do to make text a bit longer was to put lots of X's at the end of it. It's like you could just receive an X message with like X, slow it down to 200 characters or however long the text message is.
Just pad it out.
And you're paying £1.50 for that. And it's like, oh God.
You idiot. I mean, you've really got to be fucking a really big idiot to do that, because it's £1.50 just to be ripped off, you know? Shit, if somebody paid me £1.50 to rip him off, I'd do it for free. Oh, we got a post in the forums by Four Hands, which is quite an interesting handle for a hacker. I wonder if he's actually got four hands. You could do quite a lot of coding with that, I guess. Keyboard for each pair of hands. He's asking, my question is, are there any British conventions? I hear of DEF CON, What the Hack, Hope, etc., but what about our little island? I heard about DNS around August sometime, but there has to be more, right? Which is an exclamation mark instead of a question mark, but anyway, I'll let him off. If you know of any worthwhile conventions or websites to check out on the matter, please drop a post to contribute to what I hope is something more than just one convention list. Please note, I am not a nationalist. I love this little bit. I am not a nationalist and simply would like an opportunity to experience a homeland convention before pay XYZ to go to another country and only get hit by a car. Cheers, Four Hands. Well, there's not a lot around in the UK, to be honest, apart from what we did last year, the kind of Hacker Voice conference convention / 2600 meeting. I guess that's about it. And, I mean, your best bet is to really go to a 2600 meeting. And if only, like, 5-6 people turn up, then work on it. And if you're interested in it, then why not, you know, just work on that meeting, make it really big, and let people know about it, you know, get loads of friends down and have a laugh. That's basically my idea of what I was doing with the 2600 meetings. and it's pretty big now, I guess. And why not set one up for yourself?
Yeah, to be honest, the London one's always been pretty big. Yeah. I mean, we've had times where we haven't had a lot of people there, yeah. but generally it's been quite good. A lot of the other places I've been to have had quite low turnouts. Sometimes you get two or three people turning up, but if you get a few people there that are dedicated and willing to carry it on, then you can always pick up new people
yeah.
and even kind of merge with a local Linux user group or something like that, which I've seen in the past, and that's been quite successful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, going along to a Linux user group and find people interested in the same sort of things you're interested in, I mean, that's a very good place to meet people
yeah.
and kind of do stuff.
Yeah, so definitely go and check out your local meetings. I don't know where you live. Maybe you want to post that as well. I'll post a reply, and I don't know if anyone else wants to as well. That'd be kind of cool. So definitely check those things out. And we're coming up to the end of the show. That went by really quickly. And so, yeah, if anyone has anything more to add on to, that'll be cool.
No, I'm all out.
Cool. Did you want to say that website? It's Frenchletters.com. What is it?
www.frenchletters.co.uk. No, French Letter Days. That's it.
Frenchletterdays.co.uk.
Okay.
Well, what's it about?
It's a fantasy site.
So go check that out. It's some sort of like pay to carry out your fantasy, sexual or otherwise. We were looking at that early on. It's not like anything dirty kind of website. It's just a really cool kind of business concept, I guess. Do check it out. And that's it from me, and I guess from Sapphire.
Yep.
Okay, so...
Cheers for having us on, guys.
No problem. It's good to have you on again.
Yes.
So hopefully see you tomorrow, and... We'll have another show tomorrow. Hopefully, you tune back in. And good night from me.
Good night from me.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Night, night. Night.
Bye.
Silent John incremental, another silent instrumental, the nerd rap existential. People compare me to MC Chris upon a lot, but the fact is I predict them with significance. I'm the oldest geek rapper by far, save key and all. Compiling kernels, open bracket, causing racket. And my teeners throw your laser pen in the air and weave it all around like it had no repercussions. Now follow instructions, professor, why do discussions consist of nothing but incoherent rambling and babbling? But you just don't take notes cause you never know what's happening. I'll drop a little nugget, a tidbit if you will, there will for United States presidents named Bill.
Really?
If you run out of hit points, the game will shout.
Your life worth running out.
If you dig this, then you dug this, cause I'm all about the nerd life worth life. If you dig this, then you dug this, cause I'm all about the nerd life worth life. If you dig this, then you dug this, cause I'm all about the nerd life worth life. If you dig this, then you dug this, cause I'm all about the nerd life worth life. Yeah. Let me start again, put it on like a cardigan, swinging like my name was Matt Mardigan, which reminds me, boy, Davis was Willow and a neat walk. None of Nemoy was Galvatron Spock. That ain't typecast, I don't know what it. Talk about predestiny, nobody gets the best of me. I've only played one role my whole lifetime, the nerd lifeline, stream through wicked pipeline, so no one can bite mine, cause mine is original. And I write rhymes to burn on a CD, playing in mini V. Soccer mom, yodel back, yodel as belittle me. I got a sidekick, I gotta stay connected. Watch out for my D-comma, you'll get infected. You don't wanna be one of my bots, cause I see it all like Sauron the slide glass, and I won't hesitate to drop your whole net block if you're acting up and you're dumber than a pet rock. I'm
about this nerd life, as you can see, spreading like a virus on MP3.
On MP3. STC. Shout out to Vic. Agnostic one, up with Uncle Silent John. Yeah, yeah. Nerd life, graphing calculator, HP48G. The G is for gangster. Digital. Yeah, you know how we do.